sparks to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
Hi there, gorgeous viewers. You're watching Greenwall Galactic Gossip Channel, here to bring you the latest in hot celebrity gossip from across the stars. In today's goss, it's been a full month on capital planet Varsha since his imperial sovereignty Charles Richard Strang, Emperor of the Galaxy and aging fashion disaster master, finally kicked the bucket and gave us all a well-deserved break. Planet lords across the solar systems continue to pay homage to the dearly departed deadpan dork. But what we all want to know is, what's his hot young son and heir doing these days? Well, the Imperial Palace may be in mourning, but 21-year-old Prince Sebastian Randall Strang, soon to be our attractive young sovereign, has put a new spin on the solemn rites of quiet time this month.
Woo! Ha ha! Yeah! Woo ha ha!
Sire, a word if you please.
What?
I said a word if you... Oh, for Scarf's sake.
Hey! I was listening to that. Oh, hello, Lord Meadows. Something wrong? Your face looks more twisted than usual.
I just thought His Majesty might have been in some sort of pain.
Oh, no. Just happy, you know. You should try it sometime. It'll be good for your face. That and a brandy or two.
Sire, unlike some, I have been up since early this morning tending to my duties, and I do not drink brandy.
Oh, that's a shame. I do. I've had a whole bottle last night. It was great.
Yes, sire. I heard the singing and subsequent groaning from my chambers.
Well, I'm going to be sovereign. I've got to celebrate. Woo!
Perhaps you might want to undertake the rites of quiet time in a more appropriate fashion, like being quiet.
Oh, get stuffed.
The Greenwald Broadcasting Corporation are covering your coronation, sire. And if you're not seen to be up with the tradition...
Stuff Greenwald too. Those media barons are all up their own ends. I tell you what, if they try and write me into another one of their stupid reality shows, I'm going to make them all jump down a black hole and seal it up with a really large cork.
Oh, that's rather witty, sire.
Thanks. I thought so too.
I think you should tell them yourself.
I shall.
Splendid. Lady Valen's waiting in the throne room.
What?
She's there with the camera crew. I believe they want another interview, sire.
Ah! Tell her I'm still asleep. Tell her I'm still asleep.
I think she heard the whooping, sire.
Oh, scarab's dung. Okay, I'll go out the window. What's that temple thingy across the garden?
That is the Royal Morning Sanctuary, sire.
Right, tell her I'm in there. No, don't tell her I'm in there. Tell her, something else.
Ah, the Imperial Throne Room. I tell you what, Dobson, this place could really do with a woman's touch.
Lady Valon, you are not authorised to be in here.
Guards, hold him.
What? How dare you? I happen to be...
Thank you, Chamberlain. When I want a bunch of clichés thrown at me, I'll hire a scriptwriter. Now, where is his whoopee little majesty?
Lady Valen.
Oh, hello, Alfred.
Lord Meadows to you, my lady. Just because Greenwald's got me keeping an eye on the prince doesn't mean I'm not still a planet lord like you.
Well, aren't you a well-adjusted creature? Speaking of keeping an eye, neither of yours appear to be on our young monarch at the moment. What happened? Did you get distracted by a passing brandy bottle again?
I do not drink brandy.
Well, where is he then?
Hello? Hello? strange robey priestess ladies.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Oh, hi there. I was...
My, what a handsome young monarch we have. I had no idea. I mean, I'd fantasized, but...
Is this the morning sanctuary?
Yes, sire.
Good. I'd like to mourn, please.
That's usually why people come here, sire.
Right. So...
Perhaps you'd like to visit your father's statue?
Yes. Yes, please.
This way, then. I must say, I'm surprised we haven't seen your lovely face in here before now. Your father's recent departure to the afterworld and...
Yes, well, I've been up to my neck with mourning and stuff, you know.
Yes, sire. I heard the singing from my chambers.
It was energetic mourning, with alcohol.
Of course, sire. Right. Here we are.
Wow, big statue. You've made him topless with a six-pack. Why have you made him topless with a six-pack?
Oh, did he not have a six-pack, sire?
Well, I don't know. I hardly ever spoke to him.
I don't believe he really talks to anyone after your mother died, sire. But we priestesses have a very vivid imagination and a lot of time on our hands.
And no boyfriends, I suppose?
Sadly not. The order forbids it. Still, lots of topless imperial statues to choose from.
I thought I told you to have that temple bugged.
What for? He's never in there.
Except when he is.
Anyway, he found the cameras we put in his room and stamped on them, so...
Yes, I know. We lost a perfectly good series. The chairman was furious. Can't say I blame him. It's not really a hidden camera show without the hidden cameras, is it?
Well, what about satellite cameras?
Not much good unless he sits on the roof all day, are they? Right. Here's the sanctuary.
The door's been palm locked.
Well, override it.
It's a temple, not a bank vault.
Hold on. Rance, it's Felicia Valen. Get me half the reporters in Palatial City.
Here. Some fresh water.
Oh, thanks. I could do with a drink.
No, it's not for drinking. You put the chalice by the statue's feet. You put one there every year, and it gives your father another year of prosperity in the afterworld.
I never did understand modern religion.
The great god Mandrill decrees it. For every soul he nourishes in the afterworld, each year he must receive one chalice of water.
Why? Are there no sinks in the afterworld?
It represents life and growth.
You really do need a boyfriend, don't you?
One moment, sire. I'll go and see who that is.
Hello, Father. I hope you're okay, wherever you are. Ugh, I wish I could miss you more.
Beg pardon, sire. Lady Valen and a large crowd of reporters are outside. I think they want to speak to you.
What in the... Oh, no. Go away!
Here he is, viewers. Our first glimpse of the gorgeous young heir on the morning of his pre-coronation party.
Will you get these cameras out of my face?
Your Majesty, a few charismatic words for your devoted audience.
I've answered all your stupid questions. Go away!
Sire, how do you feel about your father's death? Sad? Happy?
I told you before that...
What about taking up the sovereignty? Do you think someone as young as you deserves to be emperor?
Hey, Prince Randy, how long have you had a crush on Captain Fendris?
Don't call me Randy! It's not... What?
Captain Fendris, you've got a poster of him on your bedroom wall. How long have you had a crush on him?
I don't have a crush on him!
Are you sure about that?
He's a cyborg!
So?
He's a cyborg with cyborg parts designed to do cyborg things! And I don't have a crush on him! And how in the cosmos do you know what's on my bedroom wall anyway?
But is it true that you've turned down every princess, planet lady, and supermodel that's tried to propose to you or even asked you out?
What's that got to do with... Oh, look, just forget it. Print what you like. Tell them I've got a crush on whoever you like. I've had enough. Now, I'm going back inside the palace, and I'm not doing any more interviews till after the coronation. So kindly go and stick your ugly heads in a sewage grinder.
Hey, wait a minute, come back!
So there we have it, viewers. Our favourite grumpy prince storms off to his room, refusing to answer even the simplest of questions. And as the coronation approaches, we must ask ourselves, is this really what we want for our new sovereign? A stroppy adolescent?